I'm the French Canadian Sensation from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel Comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting February 10th, 2016. Today on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covers the 2015 novel Black Widow Forever Red from the S.H.I.E.L.D. Archives. Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses All New Wolverine number 5, All New X-Men number 4, Old Man Logan number 2, and Neil's Mighty Marvel moment takes on the All New All Different Avengers number 5, The New Avengers number 6, The Ultimates number 4, All New Hawkeye number 4, and Neil's pick of the week is Black Knight number 4, and a deep dive into the All New All Different Black Knight series. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agent Carter, Marvel's Daredevil and Jessica Jones on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam, S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is Consultant Black Adam, and there was a bit of a change of plans this week. There was a distributor issue that resulted in my local comic store not getting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 2 this week, so I will instead be reviewing the novel Black Widow Forever Red by Margaret Stoll. The book follows three characters, with each chapter headed by whose point of view it's from and where it's taking place. The three characters are Ava Orlova, who we were introduced to in a backup story of the 50 Years of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mockingbird one-shot, Alex Manner, a seemingly normal high school student, and Black Widow herself. 8 years ago, Black Widow rescued Ava from an experiment being performed by Ivan Somodrov, the man who trained Natasha herself. Unable to find Ava's parents, Natasha moved her to a S.H.I.E.L.D. safe house in New York, which Ava eventually escaped from. They meet again at a fencing tournament when Ivan attempts to reclaim Ava, and Alex gets caught in the middle of it. During their escape, they discover that as a result of the experiment Ivan performed, Ava has access to all of Natasha's skills and experience. She also recognizes Alex despite never having met him before. Now Natasha is stuck in a situation outside even her skill set, having to deal with someone who knows as much about her as she knows about herself. While clearly intended for a young adult audience, this book was pretty interesting. Even though Ava was clearly the main character, it was a good chance to get into Black Widow's head more completely than writers can in a standard-length comic. Despite focusing on these three characters, we still get appearances from Tony Stark and Phil Coulson, both of whom have fun relationships with Natasha. The book is set in the comic universe rather than the cinematic universe, allowing references to characters who have not yet appeared in the movies. The book is open-ended, resolving the immediate conflict but leaving potential for a sequel, which has already been confirmed. potentially with Natasha taking a more willing role as Ava's mentor. You can find Black Widow Forever Red at bookstores or your local library. I'll see you next week, hopefully with my review of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 2.
Thanks, Black Adam, for being versatile and covering Black Widow Forever Red this week. The insights into Natasha's thought processes sound interesting, and who can resist additional content from Tony Stark or Phil Coulson? And at this point, I think we're all anxiously awaiting the sequel if it wasn't on our radar before. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's three comics for the week of February 10th, 2016. The first one is All-New Wolverine number 5 by writer Tom Taylor and artists David Lopez and David Navarot. This issue is very much a homage to Fantastic Voyage or Inner Space, whichever movie you want to look into where somebody gets very tiny and has to go into somebody's body to fix what's wrong with them. And I really like that the orphan black Wolverinettes don't rate as weird to Wasp. Gabby, one of the Wolverinettes, is absolutely adorable, and I really love the writing of all of them. There was a really sad ending for this issue, but again, overall, I'm really loving the storyline. I love the character development of Laura, X-23, and this is one that I'm looking forward to every month. Next, we have All-New X-Men number 4 by writer Dennis Hopeless and artist Mark Bagley. We have X-Men saving lives everywhere, being heroes, the public loves them. We have young Warren and Laura, X-23, being an adorable couple, but there's problems in paradise because Laura keeps throwing herself into danger because, hey, she's Wolverine. She doesn't get hurt, except she actually does get hurt. She just heals from it. And Warren can't really deal with that. And then we have Blob making an appearance, eating exotic animals, being a weirdo, and, you know, whatever. Mostly this issue is about Warren and Laura's issues. It's a nice little look at a relationship where somebody is indestructible and the other one doesn't know how to deal with that. And then we have Old Man Logan number 2 with writer Jeff Lemire and artist Andrea Sorrentino. So for readers of the original Old Man Wolverine, you remember that the Hulk's kids are terrible. So there's a flashback to the actual Old Man Wolverine timeline in the future about how exactly they're terrible, and spoiler, it's terrible. So we have Wolverine, Old Man Wolverine, going to have his revenge on his list of people who are awful to him in the future, or that he thinks that he could, like, make the future a better place by killing them in the present. So he's going after the Hulk, only Bruce Banner is no longer the Hulk, it's Amadeus Cho, who is cool, and not exactly who he needs to take revenge on, wants to take revenge on. So we have Wolverine trying to get away and ends up finding himself in Brooklyn, where we have appearances by Pizza Dog, which means hot guy, except, oh no, it's Kate Bishop. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the next issue of this because I love Kate. So we'll see where this goes next month. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week. And remember, mutant and proud.
Wow, what a Wolverine-centric week for the X-Men. And if you want to cross the streams into the DC television universe, CW's Legends of Tomorrow had an interesting Fantastic Voyage-type plot just a few weeks ago with Adam. I must say that the all-new Wolverine is definitely an unexpected pleasure for me whenever I see it on the comic book shelves, and I absolutely pick it up to buy it when I see it. It's nice to hear the public is back to loving the X-Men in All-New X-Men number 4. Hulk's kids are terrible? Old Man Logan, quick, get into the DeLorean! But that's it for Mutant Comics this week. And now it's time for Neil's Mighty Marvel Moment.
Hi Agents, Neil here with your Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition Marvel Moment, covering the new releases from February 10th, 2016. Okay gang, my pull list this week seems really focused on the Avengers. So as usual, let's take a look at the highlights from my pull list, then jump into my pick of the week. Let's start off with all new, all different Avengers number 5 from writer Mark Waid with art by Mahmoud Assar, which keeps rolling with the mysterious behavior of the Vision as he continues to destroy the Avengers from within. I'm not sure what's going on, but artist Mahmoud Assar sure knows how to make everyone's favorite android look totally evil. And the cliffhanger at the end did not bode well for our heroes. The New Avengers number 6 has writer Al Ewing bringing us the final story in this series' first arc with the epic showdown between Mordian and the New Avengers, as well as a crazy lineup of the New Avengers from the future. This book has four, count them, four artists, so the art styles continue to shift throughout the issue. So if you ever wanted to check out the art from Geraldo Sandoval, Phil Noto, Mark Baggerly, as well as Matt Rhodes on the cover, this is your chance. And while I have to say that while the story overall left me kind of flat, the ending underscores Marvel's commitment to diversity, and that really has to be commended. In my opinion, The Ultimates is probably the best Avengers title going right now, and Ultimates issue number 4 didn't let me down. Writer Al Ewing and artist Kenneth Rocafort knocked it out of the park, telling a critical piece of Blue Marvel's backstory which ties into the team's current adventure in the Negative Zone. The art in this book is fantastic, and the actions and interactions of the team seem grounded and filled with consequence. Definitely check this one out. And if you want to learn more about Blue Marvel, then head on over to Marvel Unlimited or Comixology and check out Mighty Avengers numbers 8 and 9, as well as Captain America and the Mighty Avengers 5 through 7. You won't be disappointed. All new Hawkeye number 4, while technically the first issue in the new three-part Hawkeye's arc, continues the story of Clint trying to remedy his split from his partner Kate by attempting to rescue the Project Communion kids. The action in this issue focuses on Clint going solo in a kind of reckless fashion for the half of the book, while the other half focuses on Kate's backstory, told in flashbacks using a really cool watercolor style. Writer Jeff Lemire continues to deliver with the storytelling, but the split nature of this story felt unsatisfying, as the main storyline didn't really advance in a meaningful way. Alright, that was a solid Avengers-focused pull list this week, but we're not done yet, true believers. My pick of the week this week is Black Knight issue number 4 from writer Frank Thierry with art by Luca Pizzari. Okay gang, one of the benefits of doing a podcast is talking about the stuff that you're really passionate about. And since Marvel has just announced that they're canceling the Black Knight series due to poor sales, despite me actually buying 2 copies each week to try to increase the numbers, I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about this series, which despite being the first casualty of the all-new, all-different Marvel Universe, is a really solid title, in my opinion. If you've listened to some of the back issues of the Long Box Edition podcast, you may be familiar with me talking about Dane Whitman, aka the Black Knight, wielder of the cursed Ebony Blade, which has been passed down through the ages in the Whitman family after being forged by the original Merlin. The only problem with the Ebony Blade is that it carries a blood curse that slowly corrupts the wielder, and this series is focusing on the long-term effects of wielding the Ebony Blade on the current Black Knight. Through the arc so far, writer Frank Thierry has taken us on one heck of a ride, using parallel stories of how Dane Whitman fled Prime Earth after an unsuccessful stint with the Uncanny Avengers, where the blood curse pushed him over the edge as the Unity Squad fought a supervillain team, as well as his resulting escape from Steve Rogers and the rest of the Avengers team, and his eventual flight to Weird World, where he was set up as king after taking the throne from a pretty evil dude. On Weird World, Dane would come to embrace the true power of the Ebony Blade as a benevolent military monarch, and the arc shifted focus to the eventual showdown between Steve Rogers and his team of Avengers as they showed up, intent on taking Dane back to face justice on Earth. Luca Pizzari's art captured the true insanity of the Weird World creatures and races perfectly. And while the level of abstraction applied to some of the elements probably wasn't for everybody, I really enjoyed it.
with the possible exception of how Luca rendered faces, which in my opinion left a little to be desired. 4 issues in, and this series was really starting to find its footing. But as I mentioned, this is one of the first casualties of the all-new, all-different Marvel relaunch due to poor sales. At this point, I would probably hold out for the trade paperback. So keep your eyes open for the Black Knight graphic novel when it eventually hits the shelves. That's it for my pull list, but there were a ton of other great books that came out this week, including Deadpool number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy number 5, Illuminati number 4, Ms. Marvel number 4, Red Wolf number 3, Silk number 4, Spider-Gwen number 5, Spider-Man 2099 number 6, Spider-Man and Deadpool number 2, The Totally Awesome Hulk number 3, and Weird World number 3, as well as a bunch of great X titles and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 2. As always, if you want to share your thoughts, tell me one of the titles I've dropped should make its way back onto my pull list, or simply let me know what you're reading and what your pick of the week was. Simply grab a phone and leave the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. crew a voicemail at 1-844-THE-BUS-1 or hit me up on Twitter at @NeilIsn'tWitty. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Later, guys!
Thank you, Neil, for taking us through this Avengers-focused comic book week. And thanks for all the background suggestions for the Blue Marvel character research. Your deep dive into Black Knight was well worth it, and I will be looking for that graphic novel when it comes out. And also, I'm really excited to hear what your pick of the week will be next week. Thank you again, Black Adam, for telling Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition listeners about the Black Widow Forever Red novel. And I'm looking forward to hearing Adam's take on S.H.I.E.L.D. number 2 next week. Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist here on Longbox Edition. So if you have a comment or question on S.H.I.E.L.D. comics, Adam can be found on Twitter at starsaber_222. Thank you very much, Labrat Lauren. I don't know how I would keep up with the mutant comic book relationships without your weekly segment. If you have something to say about Marvel mutant relationships, like to see Lauren's live tweet notifications, or just want to have fun geeking out, catch Labrat on Twitter at SithWitch. As a special continuing note again this week, Lauren's background music was titled No Looking Back by 407, found at pon5.com. Thank you very much to Agent Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast for providing the awesome intro and outro voiceovers. Haley runs a tight ship with the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. schedule, and she makes sure that we keep focus on what's coming up in the Marvel Universe. If you want to thank Haley for all of her Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. work, catch her on Twitter at Awesome Engineering Girl, and that's spelled AwsMenGrGrl. And thank you, listener. We sincerely appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on how you like Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or your thoughts about any of the Marvel comics we didn't fully cover this week. Finally, if you'd like to pick up a segment on any specific series like Guardians of the Galaxy, any of the Spider-Verse series, Deadpool, or Star Wars, we'd love to hear your ideas. So please, check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel. Or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pon5.com. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled The Descent by Kevin MacLeod can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.